In Florida, the parents and husband of Terry Schiavo exchanged verbal and legal attacks this weekend as the brain-damaged woman entered her second week since a feeding tube was removed from her body. NPR's Ari Shapiro is in Pinellas County, Florida, where Schiavo is receiving hospice care. Ari, what do we know about Terry Schiavo's condition?
When the tube was first removed a week ago last Friday, doctors said that she could last as long as 1 to 2 weeks before dying. That was, again, 9 days ago. And since then, we've heard conflicting reports. First, Terry Schiavo's parents and brother came out, and they said that she looked dehydrated, her skin was flaking. They said she had chapped lips, a bleeding nose, and that she was really in anguish, struggling to live. They called these her last hours. And then yesterday, George Filos, who's the lawyer for Terry Schiavo's husband, came out and said that was all false. He held a news conference where he said she was peaceful. He said he had visited her that morning, and he described her as beautiful. He said she was breathing normally, and most importantly, he said, her death is not imminent.
What is the scene like outside the hospice?
You know, the crowd here was never as big as protesters had expected it to be. On the day that the feeding tube was removed, anti-abortion and conservative Christian activists put out a national call. They said, come to Pinellas Park, support Terry Schiavo's parents, and they said to expect hundreds, if not thousands, of people. And that crowd never really materialized. It was a few dozen people for most of the week. In the last couple of days, it peaked at around 100 or thereabouts. Last night, Bob Schindler, Terry Schiavo's father, came out, and he shook hands with some of the people who were standing vigil outside, and he told them, thank you for your support, but at this point he asked them to all go home. He said, spend Easter with your loved ones, savor every moment that you have with your children, and the crowd since then has begun to diminish.
So have the parents given up their attempts to have the feeding tube reinserted?
As of last night, they had not. Over the weekend, the lawyers for Terry Schiavo's parents filed another request for a court injunction. This one claimed that their daughter was able to talk and was trying to say, I want to live. Now, that goes against the findings of every court-appointed doctor who has looked into this case. They have all said that Terry Schiavo is in a persistent vegetative state and that she can neither talk nor feel pain. The courts ruled against this latest filing, claiming that Schiavo could talk. And last night, the Florida Supreme Court rejected the parents' request to get involved. The parents decided not to now take this case to federal court, which means it looks as though they're starting to limit their legal options, their legal recourse, which makes sense since every court up until now has found against them. There are a couple of legal matters still pending before state court, but again, no state court has found in their favor, so it's unlikely that would turn the tide now. They are still appealing to Governor Jeb Bush. Governor Bush tried and failed to intervene earlier this week. He had moved to have the Department of Children and Families take Terry Schiavo into custody, but a judge issued an injunction preventing him from doing that. The parents said that he could take Terry Schiavo into custody anyway, but Governor Bush said, no, that's simply not within my power, and he said he was not willing to overstep the limits of his authority. And so at this point, the options for the parents really do look severely diminished.
Do we know what Terry Schiavo's funeral arrangements will be?
Like everything else in this case, that too has been a subject of great contention between the husband and the parents. Michael Schiavo, Terry's husband, says that he'll have her cremated and then buried in the family plot in Pennsylvania, which is where he and Terry grew up. The parents strenuously object to his choice to have her cremated. In fact, some protesters have asked for an autopsy to investigate these allegations of abuse and neglect that have been brought up and dismissed in court. And as for the funeral itself, we don't know yet exactly what the arrangements are going to be. It's safe to say that the husband and the parents likely will not be sitting next to each other, whatever those arrangements are. But it really could be coming any day now. As I mentioned, we're already in day 9, and 2 weeks was about the outer limit that doctors had suggested for the length of time that Terry Schiavo could live without food and water.
NPR's Ari Shapiro in Pinellas County, Florida. Thank you, Ari.
You're welcome, Sheila.